43 degrees at 8:04. Good morning. I'm Susie Ahn, in for Mary Dixon with WBEZ News. Chicago-based United Airlines has confirmed that a body was found in the wheel well of one of its planes after landing in Maui. Maui police say they're investigating the discovery of the dead body. In a statement, United said the body was found after Flight 202 arrived in Maui from Chicago on Tuesday. United says the wheel well on the Boeing 787-10 was only accessible from the outside of the aircraft and that it was unclear how or when the person accessed it. The airline says it's working with law enforcement authorities on the investigation. Chicago's rideshare drivers and other gig workers will soon get more information about how to protect themselves. The new city budget recently approved by the city council includes an outreach program to inform those workers about their rights. It's something labor organizers have fought for. Lori Simmons is the lead organizer with the Chicago Gig Alliance.
The companies profit from them not understanding the inherent risks or the way the insurances work. There's so many complications and, you know, the drivers are really at a disadvantage.
The trainings and resources will be delivered in multiple languages. The 2025 city budget earmarks $250,000 toward the project. A huge exhibition of Native artists from the Chicago area is opening next month at Northwestern University's Block Museum. WBEZ's Lisa Kurian-Phillip spoke with one of the four Indigenous curators of the show.
Photographer Nora Moore Lloyd says it used to be Chicago's big-name galleries did not show the work of Native artists. This exhibit, called Woven Beings, she says, is an opportunity to rectify that.
To make people stop and think and acknowledge. I mean, all the contributions that Native people made here in Chicago, it's about time they get acknowledged.
More than 80 works by 33 different Indigenous artists will be featured. The exhibit opens on January 25th and runs until July. Lisa Kurian-Phillip, WBEZ News.
In sports, the Bulls play the Hawks in Atlanta at 6:30. The Bears host the Seattle Seahawks tonight at 7:15. Time now for traffic. Metro Milwaukee District North trains may be up to 30 minutes delayed after a vehicle struck a railroad bridge near Deerfield.